This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 46, how to prep for prepositions in change over time task one questions. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how to use prepositions correctly on the writing test. Hey, Jessica, what's going on?
Hey, Lindsay, what's up?
Welcome back, welcome back.
Glad to be here. Always glad to be in the IELTS Energy space, radio space.
The radio space. On the radio waves of IELTS Energy. I love it. Best place to be.
Surfing the wave. Okay, no, I could just go on with that, but I won't.
I know. We could go on and on, but let's dive in. So what are we talking about today, Jessica?
Okay, so I, in my classes and when I'm grading papers, one of the biggest difficulties I notice, like biggest grammar difficulties is when to use the time prepositions, like specific time prepositions. One question I get asked a lot by students is during, how to use that word during. Mm. So, for example, a sentence I might see a student write would be like, the population increased during 1950 to 1956.
Oh, that's a really common mistake, isn't it? Yeah.
So what's wrong there, Lindsay? How would you correct that?
So usually when we talk about during, I talk about a period of time, right? Not really an amount of time. So we talk about, for example, during the summer. I like to go biking during the summer or during the winter or during my vacation. What about you, Jessica? How would you talk about during?
Yeah. So when I correct this for my students, I try to have them memorize that during can only be followed by one number. Like what? Just one thing. You cannot connect it to anything else, right? Mm. So on writing task one, the change over time essay, we use these prepositions a lot. Okay. But it's not just in writing. It's also when you're talking about yourself, like speaking part one. You know, you're talking about your personal experience. Speaking part one and two, you could say, I started studying English during my childhood. Something like that. So it does come up a lot on the test in the speaking and the writing. So yeah, just remember, guys, that you can't connect during to anything else. So
Has to be one single word after. I like that way of explaining it. That's a good one.
Yeah. So I try to like make my students like chant with me. Like I've written little songs before, but of course I can't think of them now. But just try and memorize the from, to, between, and.
Oh, wow.
From, to, between, and.
Yeah, and we know this is something that our listeners struggle with in general conversation. So, of course, when it comes to the IELTS, it's going to be especially difficult, right? And I know that in other episodes where we talked about not over-obsessing about grammar, right? But this would be a good way to maximize your time by focusing on these particular grammar points.
Exactly. If you have too many grammar mistakes, it could knock your grammar down to a 5. And these sort of easy mistakes they're very noticeable to a teacher or an examiner. Like they jump out. I would say these time prepositions and verb tense in that writing task one, these are the two things that if you focus on these two things, these are the majority of the grammar mistakes that students make. So if you get these two things correct in your head, right, before the test, you could get a 7 on grammar because Ooh. Right? Because you won't have these common mistakes that everybody makes. So yeah. really find a way just to memorize this. So during is a period of time. During the 1980s, mm-hmm. during the first decade, mm-hmm. during the last period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like and these phrases.
What about if we want to use the word while? How would that be different? Is there an opportunity to use that word, for example, on the goodness. Test?
Yeah, mm. yeah.
Not really?
I'd say more. Yeah, no, definitely. I'd say more in speaking than writing, actually. Mm. In writing task one, I would have a short list of prepositions and only use those just to make sure you're using these things correctly. Okay. So don't, right? So for writing task one, during and then from to, like from 1986 to 1992, and then between and, between May and February or something. Okay.
So those are the ones that we want to really focus on and prepare with.
Yeah. Okay. But while, yeah. So when do we use while, Lindsay?
Mm-hmm. So usually I would use it in a more complete sentence, right? Mm-hmm. So while I was in high school, I attended summer camp, for example. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. So this is really useful in speaking part one and two. I think you can definitely use this in speaking part one and two. But with while, I think it's really important to practice it in the specific circumstance of like, while I was da da da, like while past continuous plus past simple, like these sort of like formulas, like grammar right. math formulas.
Okay.
Yep. You know, and then only use it like that because that's honestly how native speakers use it. It's a right. it's a very specific sort of situation we use while.
And telling personal stories, right? It's perfect yeah. for that.
Yeah, so speaking part one and two for sure. While I was in my home country, I never spoke English or something.
Right, exactly. Okay, so that one is better for the speaking test, and the other ones that we mentioned before are better for the writing tasks.
Exactly, yeah. So that during period of time mm-hmm. and from to between and. So you need these time prepositions for writing task one. Change over time. Oh, pop quiz, Lindsay. What?
Okay, let's do it.
What is change over time?
Ooh, good question. I'll need to take the course. Yeah,
if
good question.
If you also don't know, please take. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So it looks like on the exam, there's a certain kind of question that we answer where we have to kind of document the way things have moved over a period of time. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So what is it? What does it look like?
What does it look like? It looks like a graph, doesn't it? Don't we use
yeah.
graphs?
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be a line chart usually. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a bar graph, but sometimes a table, very rarely a bar graph or a table to show okay. you this kind of information, but usually it's a line graph. So it'll have 1 to 4 lines that show you how numbers like population or amounts or percentages, how these numbers change over a period of time. So usually okay. it's years, like 2000 to 2015, how the population of one village grew or something.
Yeah.
Or it could be like days of the week, right?
Oh, okay.
Like the like the percentage of students that attend class from Monday to Friday, like that right. decreases.
Right. It drops from Wednesday to Friday, I suppose.
Yeah. So any sort of time or even ages, mm-hmm. You know, like mm-hmm. the percentage of people who go to live music from age 20 okay. to 50, like that also decreases.
Right. Nobody knows the IELTS exam better than Jessica Beck, and she has prepared a free video training for you with a series of 3 free videos to show you exactly how to get a 7 or higher on your next IELTS exam. And you can get video 1 now if you go to allearsenglish.com/training. That's allearsenglish.com/training. So what can we do to practice this, Jessica? Should we pull out the newspaper and try to find these graphs? ourselves and then write down these prepositions and try to use them as much as we can?
Totally. Yeah. I would start by looking for examples. So newspapers for sure. Look at a newspaper and look for any sort of graphs or tables or charts, especially in the business or finance sections. They're always going to be talking about numbers. So read as many articles in those types of sections of the newspaper as you can, so you see these examples. And when you see sentences that you think like, wow, this would get a 9 on the IELTS, copy it in your notebook, write it down. It's only going to help you get better.
Using
good examples. And then, of course, you need to practice it yourself. So you can find graphs online. You could find graphs in newspapers or, you know, IELTS practice test books, like, you know, in the library. And then practice writing about it. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Or even something like watching CNN, even though it can be very intense and it's a waste of time. But, you know, especially when they start to talk about the economy, you get these guys like, you know, kind mm-hmm. of, what is it? Squawk Box, I think is what they call it, where they're talking about stocks. It's just this crazy thing that they have this feature show. I don't watch it, but sometimes it's on TV when I go home because my mom is really into investing.
Yeah. It's always on like a coffee shop they have near my house. Yeah. That's the only place I see CNN now is in this coffee shop.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But any kind of news station where they are analyzing stocks or the economy, they would be using those expressions also, those chunks.
Totally. Yeah. And that would be great for listening practice also for the test.
Oh, yeah.
Because what if, you know, listening section 4, it'll be like a single speaker talking for a long time about something that is maybe difficult and boring. So it's good practice to good listen point. To difficult, maybe boring things like the news, or go online and watch some BBC news as well with that British accent where they can be talking about boring topics, but it's really good practice.
Maybe we'll have to compile a list of specific newspapers or resources where our listeners could find this change over time, kind of these graphs or these displays, these images.
We should also check out NPR.org because they would have a lot of, is it .org or .com?
I think it's .org.
Okay, probably.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyways, check out NPR, guys. They're going to have lots of interesting, and they are interesting, like finance podcasts. There's one called Planet Money.
Cool.
That is super interesting. I love it.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it should be boring. It's an economics podcast.
No, that's a good one. I've heard about that.
It's super cool. So check out Planet Money, guys. Good listening practice, but also they're going to be using this number vocabulary and grammar mm-hmm. that you need for the writing test. Mm-hmm.
So some of this is about starting to learn, again, it's kind of like chunks, even though it is grammar. At the same time, we can get used to these chunks, even with mm-hmm. prepositions. Yeah.
I definitely think of it as chunks. Definitely. You can't memorize it by itself, right?
Right.
Memorizing it in like a lexical chunk or even like a whole sentence to help you remember how to use these things correctly. Yeah.
Cool. So you don't have to be bored even when you practice change over time talking about the economy. That is great news, Jessica.
Trying our hardest to make task one interesting for you guys.
Well, thank you for that. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Okay. All right. Cool. So check out Planet Money, guys. And if there's an episode you really like, send us an email. You could recommend it to other students.
Yeah. Let us know if you guys have found some cool resources that we don't know about, and we will talk about them on the show. Oh, thanks,
totally.
Guys. Thanks for hanging out today, Jessica.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good day.
Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.